Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio. So the nice thing about this kind of setting is it's not really an interview. It's a talk show. So we talk a lot and ask a lot of questions. And I know we were, before break, we were talking about eating healthy, but one of the things we do have to talk about, which is key is to staying healthy, is there are a lot of ailments that are common in different seasons. You know, mm-hmm. in the spring, you'll see allergies, mm-hmm. and, you know, in the summer, especially with kids, there's all kinds of viruses that go around. Winter brings with it a lot of different viruses, flu, mm-hmm. pneumonia, and there are a lot of vaccines and a lot of things that we can do. How do we protect ourselves?
Washing your hands. Washing your hands is the best way that you can really protect yourself. So if you've been out in a public place, think about if you're in a room with 10 people. Those 10 people have all different germs. So now all those germs for everything that you touched on that door handle is now on your hands. So the second you come home, you should be washing your hands. Now, just a little side note, my daughter did do a project on the difference between washing your hands with soap and using hand sanitizer. She grew it in petri dishes.
That's actually
very, very interesting. And I'm actually going to present it at one of my centers just because it came out so good. We grew it in incubators over the course of a week, and it was amazing. But hand sanitizer does work, but there's nothing that works better than just regular traditional soap. So whether or not it's a pump soap or a bar of soap.
Hand sanitizer industry is going to be very unhappy about that.
That's okay. But it's the truth. So hand sanitizer does work and it does knock down some of the bacteria, but there's nothing better than traditional hand soap.
I mean, look, sometimes that's all we have. I know if I'm at my office and I'm going to reach for, my Purell.
Right.
Definitely.
And
all the time and spray.
It works. It's just not as good as traditional hand soap.
It doesn't cover all the bacteria.
So when you're coming back from the doctor's office, when you're coming back from the grocery store, from the library, the movie theater, how many times do you think that the handles in the movie theater are cleaned? Probably not often, and movie theater is going to be upset with me too, but it's the truth. So everybody, if you could just wash your hands, the decrease that we could do in germ, switching germs back and forth, it really could help. And that is your major one benefactor to prevent the flu.
So the soap industry will be very happy.
Will be very happy. That's right. But the flu shot, and as you get older, you should have the pneumonia shot. The pneumonia shot is once now over the age of 65. There are two different shots. It's the regular traditional pneumonia shot and the Prevnar 13. We do encourage everyone to get both. It really does help protect you.
To get both?
The pneumonia shot, yes. Oh, cool. Once over the age of 65 now. The flu shot is every year.
Right. So it is really, really important to do that, because I think about it all the time, because, mm-hmm. we're so germ obsessed in this country, and how many times you touch your face and how many times you touch a doorknob when you get home, and you mm-hmm. just think about everything. Mm-hmm. You're really, really, washing your
hands. What about the shingles shot?
The shingles shot is very important as well. That's a whole nother subject for another day. We could talk for hours on the shingle shot.
Yeah, right. We're talking more about. So what about airborne coughing? When people are coughing and they have a cold, they have a head cold. Because, of course, a head cold to somebody in their mm-hmm. 30s, 40s, or
much
even
different.
50s,
much,
very different,
much different
when you're a senior, because it manifests differently. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it can also lead into other things as you get older. So this little cough and cold that you may have may actually turn into pneumonia, bronchitis. And you really have to be very conscious of how your body is feeling. If you're feeling very tired and sluggish, you really shouldn't give it more than a couple days. And this is a big problem with seniors. They say, I'll just drink some chicken soup and I'll be better, which I'm all in for you drinking more fluids, because that's another thing that I would like to talk about in a minute. But you really have to go to the doctor. If you're not feeling well, there's an urgent center on every corner now. You really should go and get checked before it gets too bad. So if you're suffering with some illness for more than 3 days, you really should go get checked out by the doctor. I don't like to push anybody to go to the doctor or the emergency room or anything like that, but you really have to be conscious and aware of how your body is feeling.
I have heard very good things about the urgent care centers. Mm-hmm. I have not had my experience myself, but I've heard many good things.
Well, it's a quick check. So if you're not feeling well and you can't get into your doctor's office, your best bet is to go to your primary care doctor who knows you best. But if sometimes you just can't get into them,
yeah,
or it's a weekend.
A weekend or it's late at night.
Right.
Or,
you can go there.
Yeah. And they're good. I mean, I have a urgent care center near where I live, and it's privately owned by two emergency room doctors. Mm-hmm. So they're really great, especially you go in,
right,
and you're quick, and they can definitely determine what's going on.
Right.
And usually they will recommend that you go to your primary doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Another
thing I wanted to talk about, which is actually more common in the winter, and people don't really think about this, than the summer, because everybody thinks in the summer you need to drink a lot of fluids because you can dehydrate. Well, in the wintertime, we actually have more seniors that suffer from dehydration than in the summertime. The reason for this is because they drink all warm, hot liquids, which are mostly coffee and tea, and caffeine works against you. It doesn't allow your cells to absorb the water.
What about herbal tea?
Herbal tea, that's okay if it's not caffeinated. So you have to really watch. Anything that's caffeinated works against you.
Decaf coffee?
If it's not caffeinated, then it should be okay. Okay? But if that's all you're drinking all day, and I see this a lot, they drink coffee and tea all day to stay warm, they're still shivering.
Right.
Because they're getting dehydrated.
So they should drink water.
They should drink.
Yes.
You can drink water. You can drink water warm. You can drink water with lemon in it. Flavor your water. But your best bet is really to drink water.
To stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to be hydrated.
Yes.
Because it helps with everything.
Everything. It helps. All your organs function better. We just had a woman who lives by one of the centers I'm in. She came in for exercise, and she came in with a hot tea. She came in. She was not drinking the right stuff, and we had to send her out to the emergency room.
Really?
So it's very, very important. People don't think about it in the wintertime, but you actually see more cases of it now than in the summer.
So we're going to skip over to something else now,
mm-hmm,
because you say winterproof your home. So I'm so, such a stickler about making your home safe. You know,
right,
one of the first programs we did with Project Independence, mm-hmm, was Access to Home,
right,
which was making sure that, the home is accessible,
mm-hmm,
with grab bars and really trying to, especially seniors who live alone, make sure your washer, dryer, everything's on the main level.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not walking down the steps to the basement, carrying bags, baskets of laundry.
Right. The dishes you always use, bring them down to counter height.
Right.
So you're not getting up on a step stool to get that dish that you use every day. It's unnecessary.
Especially as seniors get shorter.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they shrink.
Exactly. I'm shrinking already. But yes, absolutely. But the things
I have
use
shrunk
every day,
over 3.5 inches.
Yep.
So
it happens.
So Kelly, if I think in my house right now,
mm-hmm,
what the things that I need an actual ladder for, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, as a younger person being home alone sometimes, if I get on that ladder and I could slip and fall.
Yes.
So really bring everything down. You should have no reason at home to step on a ladder, especially if you live or a chair. Worse, a
right,
chair.
Right, worse, a chair. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're going to step up on a step stool, you really should have one that has a handle, mm-hmm, on it, first of all. A lot of people like to grab that folding chair and try to get up on that. Both of my parents are guilty of that, despite my efforts. But there is really no reason for you to get up on a step stool. If there's something that's high, like a battery in a fire alarm needs to be changed, a light bulb, call Project Independence. We have a program that can help you with that. There's really no reason for you to do that. Another thing that's very important in the winter.
I think Project Independence is fantastic.
Great.
Really
Thank
fantastic.
You.
Thank you. Another very important thing that you can do in your house at this time of year, you notice at 4 o'clock it's already dark.
Yes.
So people are just coming in from their senior centers or social centers. Have one of those lights that you plug in that is motion activated. So when you open the door, the light comes on. Or get a timer so your lights come on. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing scarier than walking into a dark house. Everything looks different, even if you lived in that house for a very long time. Everything looks different when you walk into a dark house. So that's something very easy, very inexpensive that you can do that could really save you for increased risk of falling.
Right. And motion detector, you're not using the electricity while you're not there.
Nope.
So, you know, it's really a win-win, and that's a great recommendation. And also, you know, your outside lights, trying to get in, find, you know, especially if you have a key and you can't see. I can't see my key if I don't have my light on, you know.
Right.
You really want to prepare. So, again, all about planning. So that's
a great
suggestion. You know, when you're coming into that house, too, you want to make sure, I mean, you don't have throw rugs. I know people don't like to come in and wipe their feet. You know, you have a temporary mat that's specifically for that. They make them so that they adhere
to
the floor.
They don't
and
move.
But those throw rugs, you trip over them, and if you fall and break a hip, I mean, that's it. Because most people don't have a house that's ready for you to come home and convalesce.
The last few home visits that I've gone on, people have been rolling up towels as a draft stop for their doors. But what happens is you open the door and now there's a rolled up towel laying on the floor.
It can be very dangerous.
Very dangerous. They actually make draft stops that attach to your door, stick underneath your door. I highly recommend those as opposed to throwing down a towel. Because not only does a towel get bunched up, it's slippery. So if you step on that towel, it's going to go right out from underneath you.
All right.
You mentioned that you make home visits.
Yes.
What is that about? I don't think most people know about that.
I think most people do know. Project Independence has nurses and social workers that will come out to your home if you can't come out and see us. We're based in a lot of senior centers throughout the town of North Hempstead, and we do make home visits.
Although, they call 311.
That magical number.
And they can come and evaluate whatever the issue is. And a lot of times people just want to have maybe a minor home repair. But when you get there, you see that there are other services that the senior may like. And the thing is, I just always like to point out, is Project Independence is an aging in place program. Our goal is to help people stay in their home. So we never go in there with any other expectation than making that person's life easier in the house where they've spent 40, 50 years.
Right. A lot of people are very afraid to have the nurse and the social worker come in because they think that we're going to pack them up and make them leave. That's completely not the case. We're much different than than another program that's coming in to say you're unsafe here. We're trying to help you and make you safe.
Kelly, I can't believe the time is up. We could go on and on and on, and definitely have you back. We know where you're located.
At least a few hours.
Anytime. Christina knows how to get me.
You know, if you want to speak with Kelly, you certainly can always call 311 or 869-6311. And Kelly or one of our other fantastic Northwell community nurses are available, and social work as well. So we will be back shortly, and we'll be speaking with Dana Lopez from The Inn.